Home Early by Annelle. Read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. The sound of a door slamming causes Chris to clench around Stiles. It's unexpected, sounding louder than normal in the house that's mostly been filled with breathless gasps, dirty words, and the sound of rough sex. Stiles's hips stutter when Chris's body unconsciously reacts to the noise. The cheerful, "I'm home, Dad," that soon follows the slamming door makes Chris bite his lip hard enough to draw blood. He can taste the coppery bitterness as he hears Allison moving around the apartment. "I thought she was going over to Lydia's," Stiles murmurs, leaning over Chris and whispering against his ear. He's still hard, buried inside Chris's ass, and he tongues at the shell of Chris's ear in a deliberate tease. "Stiles, you need to stop," Chris groans lowly, his cock throbbing despite his protests. "She's home early. We can't let her catch us." "Guess you'd better be quiet then, Christopher," Stiles whispers, sucking on his earlobe before he slowly pulls his cock out before slamming back inside, hard enough to make Chris grunt. "Dad, are you here?" Allison calls out, the sound of her heeled boots tapping on the wood floor of the hallway. "You'd better answer her," Stiles says, rolling his hips as his huge cock splits Chris open. "Unless you want her to watch me fuck you. I know how much you like an audience, after all." "I'm here, baby," he calls out, the last word drawn out when Stiles thrusts inside his ass. "You sound weird, Dad," Allie says, her footsteps stopping outside his office door. "Are you all right?"
"I'm fine," he says, gritting the words out between clenched teeth as Stiles mouths at his neck, teeth scraping the sensitive spots he's learned over the 5 months they've been doing this.
He watches the doorknob twitch, and, God have mercy on his soul, his cock hardens even more at the thought of being caught with one of Allie's best friends fucking him hard and deep, even if it's by his own daughter. "Look at you," Stiles murmurs. "Such a kinky slut. Don't care who sees you getting fucked as long as you've got a dick in your ass. Bet you'd come as soon as she opens the door and catches you, your dick spurting cum all over you and your desk because someone's watching you take my dick like a whore."
"Allie, I'm fine," he calls out, his voice breaking as Stiles chuckles while snapping his hips harder.
The doorknob stops, but she doesn't leave.
"Just busy."
"Busy doing what?" she asks suspiciously. "You sound really odd, Daddy."
"She's so worried while you're in here getting railed," Stiles says softly, thrusting hard enough to cause Chris's desk to scrape forward on the floor and make him arch his back like the whore he is for Stiles.
"What was that?" Allison asks, the doorknob twisting again.
"I'm redecorating the office,"
he calls out, panting as he shoves back to meet Stiles's thrusts.
"I'll be done soon. Why don't you order some pizza for dinner?"
"Don't hurt yourself, Dad. I can help you move something," she offers, letting go of the doorknob again.
"I'll order food, though. Let me know if you need my help."
"Such a good little girl," Stiles whispers as Allison's footsteps lead back into the living room. "Too bad she can't help you. Only I can. Isn't that right, Christopher?"
"Stop fucking teasing me," he says, his fingers clenched tightly on the corners of his desk.
His cock is rubbing against the top of the desk every time Stiles snaps forward, but it isn't enough friction for Chris. He needs more, and the brat deep-dicking him knows it.
"But you're so fun to tease," Stiles says, lightly scratching Chris's spine as he straightens up.
"You need to be quiet, Christopher. Allie's just right down the hall now, and we know how loud you usually get."
"Use the gag," Chris says, knowing that he needs help to stay quiet. They've been doing this for a few months, but it's the first time he's been fucked since college, and Stiles really does have a big cock. He's not good at controlling himself now that he's had a taste.
"You're getting mouthy," Stiles warns, his tone changing just slightly, and Chris shudders at the thought of being punished for getting demanding. Who would ever think clumsy human Stiles is a competent and sexy lover with a dominant personality? Probably the same people who would think a badass hunter loves bending over and being told what to do.
"Sorry, sir," he murmurs, knowing better than to push being punished when Allie's down the hall. Styles is crazy enough to get her in here to actually watch, and that's a line Chris isn't crossing, no matter how depraved he might get. "There's my good boy," Styles says, his hand making contact with Chris's left ass cheek. Just hard enough to sting, the slap sounding loud in the quiet office. Chris moans low in his throat as Styles spanks him, slap after slap making his ass sting in all the best ways. There's a noise, then Chris feels spit dripping on his hole when Styles pulls out, long fingers holding him open, his hole clenching at air because he needs to be filled. He whines when Styles' fingers stroke his hole, needing more, softly begging for more. Styles kisses his shoulder before he pushes inside in one deep, penetrating thrust. Chris can feel the hard desk cutting into his abdomen when Styles fucks forward, surprisingly strong hands gripping his hips hard enough to leave bruises. His mouth is hanging open, lips wet and swollen, and Styles soon has his fingers there, waiting for Chris. He leans forward and sucks on them, tasting lube and pre-cum because he doesn't like for Styles to use condoms. Wants to be filled to overflowing and dripping with cum when he's done. It's dangerous, he knows, especially when he and Styles aren't exclusive, when he knows Styles is fucking other people, has even sucked cum off his cock when he's come over after fucking some of them. But Chris has always been drawn to danger. "What do you want?" Styles asks. He pulls Chris up, not missing a thrust as he moves them to the office chair, fucking up into Chris as he bounces on his cock. "Tell me, Christopher, and I'll let you have it." "Come in me," he breathes out, panting as he feels the stretch in his thighs while he moves up and down, grinding against Styles' groin every time he hits bottom. "Let me come, please. Please, sir. I've been good." "No touching," Styles says, reaching out to grip Chris's cock. "This is mine. You'll come when I do, or not at all." Chris groans and bounces harder, leaning against Styles' chest as he rolls his hips like a desperate whore. Styles starts to move, snapping up, his breath warm puffs of air against Chris's sweaty skin. He lets go of Chris's cock and grips his thighs, moving him faster, like he's nothing but a hole for his pleasure. And Chris whines because it's what he wants, because Styles gives him everything he needs without him ever having to ask. Styles sucks on his neck hard enough to leave a mark, biting down lightly as he thrusts up and tenses. Chris feels his cock pulsing inside his ass, the cum spurting deep inside, and he comes from that, not even touching himself, just shooting ropes of cum over his belly and dripping onto the floor. Finally, Styles pushes him off, reaching for something in the desk drawer before easing an anal plug into Chris's ass. "There you go, baby," he murmurs, kissing Chris's back. "You can keep it inside you until tonight when you shower. I know how much you like being full of my cum." "I do," he admits, looking back at Styles. "Thanks for this. I really needed it today." "You know I'm always happy to have a taste of this ass, Chris," Styles says, grinning and looking like the horny 19-year-old that he is. He's back to himself, no longer playing sir the way he does when Chris needs that rough dominance. "Fuck, Allie's out there," Chris says, making a face. When he had Styles in his ass, he hadn't been thinking rationally. Now that they're done, he realizes there's no way for Styles to leave without being seen. "We're all adults, dude," he points out, stretching and scratching at his lower abdomen. "I don't think she's going to be that shocked that you're fucking someone. She's a smart girl, and you practically give it away with all the moaning." "She doesn't need to know that I'm bending over for her ex-boyfriend's best friend," he says dryly, rubbing his hand over his face. Styles rolls his eyes. "Then distract her, and I'll sneak out." "Right, distract her," Chris makes a face. "Go to my bedroom and wait until I have her in here to leave." "This office smells like sex," he points out. "She's going to know you've been fucking someone, or else you've had some really good personal time." He sniffs and sighs. "Yeah, it stinks in here," he agrees. "And I need a shower." "Go shower. I'll sneak out while you're in there," Styles says, pulling on his underwear. "Don't worry. She won't catch me, Chris. I'm pretty good at the sneaking thing." "Next time, I'll make sure she's not going to be home," Chris promises, leaning in for a kiss. "I don't know. It was kind of exciting to see if she was going to open the door or not," Styles says, shrugging. "Don't remove your plug in the shower, or I'll have to punish you next time." "I won't," Chris says. He might enjoy most of Styles' punishments so far, but he's not into pushing his luck.
See you around, kid.
Yeah, you will, Styles says with a mischievous grin. Get some rest, old man. Next time, your ass is mine for a couple of hours. Chris licks his lips and nods.
Yes, sir.
This is the end. Thank you for listening.